in actuality, it's just another day. And we need to remember that every day is a new day to make changes in your body, to shift your life, and to really be the best version of you that you can. So, you know, if it's gotten off to a rough start, remember that if you have been in a wild time, in a tragic time, in a painful time, things are going to shift. Everything is a cycle. And if you're on the down, babe, you're headed up. So we thank you for taking this time out to join us today. And we hope that you are going to make shift happen in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Throughout this class, when we were doing the breathing techniques, and even when we finish one of the exercises or poses, we sometimes hold our breath for a while. We stay in an extended hold, and there's a chance for you to get dizzy, even see stars. Since you're practicing alone, possibly in your home, don't push it to the edge. If you start to get dizzy or see stars, place your hands down on your mat, on the earth, and take some nice, long, deep breaths, and you'll come right back. Be careful with your body. It's the only one we have in this lifetime. So let's go ahead and get started. We love you. We thank you. Let's do this. So this is Buddha, by the way. Buddha, we have Bodhi and Girl Dog, and these are our service dogs who give love during all of our ceremonies, all of our yoga classes, and they will be here. And this is our unicorn. They will be here with us throughout this class. Again, it is an honor to share these teachings and technologies that have changed our lives, and we hope that it makes shift in your body today. So let's find the most comfortable spot on the mat, on your mat, and gently pull the flesh out from underneath your thighs. Sit up nice and tall, close your eyes, and together let's take a really deep inhale through the nose. Hold the breath at the top, squeeze it around a little bit, squeeze the navel a little bit, wiggle a little bit, and see if you can sip in more breath through the mouth. Hold. And in this place, I want you to think about your intention for class today, what brought you to your mat. Let it just swell into every cell of your body, and through a small round mouth, exhale it out. Hold empty. Hold all the breath out. Be still. Turn your palms up, open to receive. See what comes in. Let the corners of your lips tilt upwards. Take a deep inhale. Open the mouth, sigh it out. Shake your shoulders, your elbows, your chest, your wrists, your fingers, your head. Make a little noise. Inhale, reach up to the sky, slight back bend. And as you exhale, let the hands touch lightly as you bring them down to rest in the center of the chest. And as you inhale, rub the palms, fingers, knuckles, create a little friction. Stimulate the thousands of nerve endings. Deep inhale. And exhale, hands rest in the center of the chest. And we begin to breathe, noticing our breath. I'd like you to breathe in and out through your nose if possible. And as this breath flows in and out of the body, take a moment to be so grateful for your breath. It's called prana, or life force, and it flows ceaselessly through the body every moment of the day. As you breathe, notice where the air touches the nostrils, the top of the lip, as it enters the body, and where it touches as it exits the body. And right now, ask yourself to continue breathing long and deep throughout this class. With the hands at the heart, take a moment to be grateful for yourself, for taking the time out to give to the most important person in your life. And gently ask yourself to give 100% today. No more, but definitely no less. Bow your chin to your chest, and as you do this, think about your intention, why you come to the mat, why you came to the mat today. Breathe it into your body. And we bow our heads now to our health, as it is the most sacred thing that we have. Without our health, we have nothing. We bow our heads to ourselves, the most powerful teachers we will ever have on this journey of life. And we bow to our soul purpose, the reason that we came to this earth. Send yourself a deep prayer of love and gratitude right now. And then, thinking of your intention one last time, inhale, sit tall. And as you exhale, let your hands float down to rest on top of your knees. With a powerful inhale, pull your shoulders to your ears and squeeze. And as you exhale, roll the shoulders down your back. Again, inhale, pull them up, squeeze. Exhale, shoulders roll down your back. And again, inhale, pull them up, squeeze. Exhale, roll those shoulders down your back. Let's reverse that. Inhale, backwards and up, squeeze. Exhale, roll the shoulders forward. Inhale, backwards and up. Exhale, roll the shoulders forward. Good. And again, inhale, backwards and up. Exhale, roll the shoulders forward. Let your hands drift down by your side. Inhale, turn your head to the right and slide your right hand out. And as you exhale, dropping down to that right elbow, take your left hand to your hip and just give yourself a little love, a little massage here. Let's inhale together. Sigh it out. Warming the body up. Good. Inhale, reach that left arm up to the sky. Stretch, maybe even rotate it a bit. And exhale, let the left hand fold over the left ear. Press your left hip down and breathe into the left side of the body. Feel your body stretching out from the night's sleep, from whatever you've done this morning, letting go and coming into this sacred place as you give so lovingly to yourself. Inhale, left arm up, and then right arm up. Exhale, hands come down to the heart, into the mat. Turn your head to the left, take a deep inhale, slide your left arm out. And as you exhale, coming down to that left elbow, reach over to that right hip with your hand. And again, give yourself a little massage. Should feel really good. Let the corners of your lips tilt up. A smile always shifts. Reach up with that right hand, stretch. And as you exhale, let the right hand fold over the right ear. Press your right sit bone and glute down. Roll the wrist, stretch. Down to the heart and down to the mat. And Buddha's not gonna love this very much, but we're gonna come into over here, Buddha. There's a unicorn over by your brothers. We're gonna come into a tabletop position on our mat. So I'd like your hands to be under your shoulders, your knees under your hips. Close your eyes and just begin to let your body sway a little bit here. Shifting your hips right and left. Our hips get tight sometimes in the night. drop your chin to your chest and take a couple deep breaths here, swaying your body. And then inhale, roll the head and follow that roll with your hips. So you're making a big spiral with your body, gently waking your body up. And as you do this, thanking your body for its health, thanking your body for its ability to heal. Observing your body. Are there any tight spots? Where do I need to work today? Touch your toes, gently sit back on your heels, roll the spine up with an inhale, and reach over to your left wrist, massage that wrist, your hands. These hands create magic every day. They feed you, they put your clothes on, they love others and yourself, they create. So take a moment to be so grateful for your hands as you massage and let that gratitude run through your entire body. You are a miracle. Remember that. We know sometimes that's challenging. But these moments of ceremony of self, of yoga, it's a time to remember you. Shake the wrists out. Inhale, reach to the sky. Your right hand to the left corner of your mat, drop down to your left hip, and you're going to roll over onto your back, come lying down, and we're going to jump into our favorite breath invocation, the Wim Hof breath. Good job.
Good job, you guys. So as you lay here, just feeling every part of your body that's connected down to the earth, and we take a precious moment just to have gratitude for this land, for this earth, for all of her elements, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the ether, because we are made up of all of those elements. And it's so important on a daily basis, even a momentary basis, to be in this place of gratitude. So just send it down through your body all the way down into the earth. And this next breath, this one's called the Wim Hof breath. And those of you that have been practicing with us for the last 3+ years know this well, because we share it in every single class. And it's one of the most fundamental ways to shift your consciousness, to bring health into your body by oxygenating your blood and bringing your whole body back into an alkaline, harmonious state. So what we're going to be doing is lying on our back. We're going to be taking 30 to 50 power breaths. And these breaths are through the mouth if you can. You can do it through the nose if you need to. But they're really big. They're so big your belly and torso expand. So take a big breath in right now. Expand your belly, expand the lungs, and then exhale. And when you exhale, it's a soft exhale. Just about a third of the breath come out. It's not equal parts in, equal parts out. It's a big power breath, soft exhale. We'll do it rhythmically. We'll do it together. It'll sound like this. Good. Do some with us right here. Practice. 5. 2. 1, good. Go back to long, deep breathing. So we're going to count for you guys and try to go to the rhythm of the drum and the bowls. And do your best. Really focus on bringing that breath in. Once we hit probably about 40 of these breaths, about a minute, we're going to take a big inhale, hold together, and then we exhale and hold the breath out at the bottom. And we do an extended hold right here. And in this place, we get to go into inner space and a lot of healing happens. So hold your breath out as long as you can, and when you're ready, you'll take a big breath in. But don't worry, we'll guide you through the whole thing. Do your best. Before we begin, take a nice big deep inhale. Open the mouth, sigh it out. All right, you guys, here we go. 3, 4, good. 5, excellent. 6, 7, good. Big power breaths, you guys. Really bring it in. Lock in. 5. All right, you guys, halfway there. Lock into the rhythm of the drum, the sound of the bowl. Good. 10 more. Deeper breaths. Take a big inhale, hold at the top, and then exhale all the breath out. And we do a hold, an extended hold right here at the bottom of the breath. And the most important thing for you right now is to relax as deeply as you can. So relax the whole body with the breath held out. And just stay here in this space, enjoy it, savor it, relish it, and know that you can take a big, deep inhale whenever you need to, but really just test yourself here. Try it out, test yourself. But when you are ready to take that big breath in, what you're gonna do is sip it all the way in, bring it into the chest, into the belly, into the whole torso, and then you're gonna hold here, retain the breath for at least 15 seconds. But if you have experience with the breath, you can hold longer. So if you're still in the out breath, holding out, stay there as long as it feels good. Listen to your body. And if you're in the in breath, try sipping in a little more. And so much of our practice is about creating this relationship with our bodies. So really listen. Listen to all the messages, the signals, the signs. Good, that's it. And when you've completed that round, just let the breath come back to neutral, all right? Good. As you lay here and completing that first round, just think to yourself, feel into your body how doing one round of that breath can really shift you. But know that one round is just scratching the surface, and we recommend doing at least 3 to 5 on a daily basis to really prime the body. We're gonna do one more so it really sinks in here in this practice.
I'll go ahead and demonstrate just so people.
Perfect.
Make sure everybody's laying down.
Good, don't go too far forward, that should be good. All right, you guys. So again, lying on your backs, you can watch Kamala, but most of you guys really should be laying down and just listening to this. So 30 to 50 power breaths. Do your best. Bring it into the body. Full big breath in. Soft exhale. Relax. Before we begin, deep inhale. Open the mouth. Exhale it out. Round 2. Here we go. Good. 4, 5, 6. Good. That's it, you guys. Power breaths. Really bring it in. Excellent. Savor each breath. Thank it. Have gratitude. Good. 13. You should be breathing so deeply that you start to feel tingles in your face, your lips, your eyeballs, your fingertips and toes. Good. We're at 20. Excellent. 10 more. And these last 5, see if you can get deeper breaths. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Inhale. Hold right at the top. And exhale all the breath out. And again, we sink deep into inner space. Allow all of your senses to open up fully and completely. And allow yourself to relax into this experience as deeply as you can. Surrender, let go, release. And you can really stay in this space as long as it feels good, even up to a minute or two. Listen to your body. Know that when you need to, when you feel like you need to gasp for air, that's when you're going to take that big breath in. And when you take it in, you'll take the biggest breath in, like you're bringing it into the lungs, into the belly, into the torso, every part of your body receiving this breath. And hold right at the top. You don't need to over squeeze, just hold. It'll feel like a lot of pressure building up in the body. Good. If you'd like, you can apply a little pressure, a little squeeze right at the navel around the spine. But only do what feels good for you. Good. Sip in a little more breath if that feels good. And hold. Holding at least for 15 seconds. But if you have experience, you can hold longer, even up to a minute here in this breath. That's it, you guys. You're doing it. You're doing the work. If you did this breath, 1 round or 2 or 3 rounds every morning, you would literally change your life because it will set the course for your day and it will
optimize everything you do, having fresh blood, freshly oxygenated blood in your body will set the tone for everything in your day. And when you've held in as long as you can, let the breath come back to neutral and take three of the deepest breaths right here. That's it, you guys. Let the corners of your lips tilt upward and just really having gratitude for this moment right here. When you're ready, bring the knees up into the chest. Take your hands on top of your knees and legs and let yourself just rock right and rock left. Let those legs be nice and heavy so you give yourself a little massage through the lower spine and hips. Good, that's it. You can make circles with the knees in one direction. You can make circles in the opposite direction. Just about 10 to 15 more seconds. Just move in any way that feels good. Remember, always, this is your practice. And first and foremost, listen to your body and do what feels good for you. And we're here as guides on this journey, but this is your journey. So do your best. Listen to your body. Good. What we're going to do now is take the legs straight up into the sky. Good. And then you're going to roll the ankles, roll the feet. Point the toes, but then flatten the feet and extend through the heels. Good. Try to feel your spine, every part of your spine touching down from the tip of the crown of the head, or the back of the head, all the way to the tailbone. Good. Take your hands by your sides. If you'd like, you can gently tuck them under your hips. Take a deep inhale here. And as you exhale, you're slowly going to lower the legs all the way down, nice and straight. Lower down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let those heels touch all the way down. Then on an inhale, lift the legs back up. Good. And as you exhale, lower all the way down. That's it, you guys. Inhale, pulse the legs up. Right at the navel point, feel it. As you exhale, slowly lower down. Stay connected. Don't just fly through it. Inhale up, exhale lower. Good, leg lifts, 1 minute. That's it, you guys. And Kamala's demonstrating, so if you need to watch, you can, but really focus in on the movement. Try to become so aware of what is happening that your consciousness goes into your body. Your eyes can be closed here. Good, that's it, you guys. Keep flowing. 30 seconds left. That's it, you guys. I'm going to switch and demonstrate from here on out. Kamala's going to play some bowls for you guys. Leg lifts. Try to keep those legs nice and straight. Inhale up. Let the head and neck be relaxed. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Now, in these last 20 seconds, allow yourself to go as quickly as it feels good, but don't lose any of the integrity of the posture of the pose. Try to keep those legs straight. Keep the focus right at the navel. That's it. Keep the shoulders relaxed. Head and relaxed.
You're blocking me. Sit down.
Here we go. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We inhale the legs up. Hold. And stay in the posture. Exhale all the breath. Inhale, raise the arms up to match the legs. Exhale, stay here. We stay here 5 breaths. If your body shakes, that's okay. If you need to, roll the wrists, roll the ankles. Try to feel your spine elongating. All right, one more deep inhale. And as you exhale, bring the knees into the chest. Good job, you guys. Give yourself a little hug. Take your hands on top of the knees. Let yourself twist and turn in any direction that feels good. Forward, back, up and down, left and right.
Do you want the leg down or up?
Good. Inhale. And as you exhale, just extend the legs out onto the earth and let your whole body relax here as deeply as you can. Let your eyes close fully and completely. In between the poses, let yourself really just drop out. Full, complete meditation. Breath is neutral. Enjoy.
Good. We're going to go ahead and just bend your knees so that your heels are about a foot away from your booty and your feet are parallel to each other. So look down the sides of your hips and make sure that your feet aren't pointing out or in and that they're just nice and parallel to each other, parallel to the sides of the mat. We're going to clasp our hands behind our head. We're working on the core today, so elbows open wide. We take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, crunch up, squeeze, inhale, exhale, squeeze. Crunching, focusing right here, 2 inches below the navel. Powerful breathing, powerful movement. We got this. Twenty more seconds like this. Breathe powerfully. You can do it. Feel that burn. Keep going. 10 seconds. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, squeeze. Hold. Hold the breath out. Deep inhale. Open the mouth, sigh it out. Let your body relax for just a moment. Take your hands and just rubbing right in between the bottom of the rib cage, right at the solar plexus. Good. Now, bending the knees, stretch your arms up and over your head. We're going to take a deep inhale and exhale, right hand to right knee. Inhale, release. Exhale, left hand to right knee. Inhale, release, right hand to left knee. So it'll look like this. Actually, let's do our elbows. So hands clasped behind the head. Inhale, release. Exhale, left elbow to right knee. Inhale, release, right elbow to left knee. Find a speed that feels good for you and just let yourself fly. And it's going to challenge you, but keep going. pull your knees into your chest. Wrap your arms around your shins. Give yourself a little squeeze. Tell yourself, I love you. And begin to rock your body up and down. Try to touch every vertebra down to the ground as you rock. Kick your feet up over your head. Smile. And then rock yourself up to a seated position on your mat. And I want you to place your hands down on your mat and stretch your body all the way out. So your pelvis is touching, thighs are touching, and then put your hands forward. So we're not doing upward dog because our pelvis is on the ground. We're stretching our abs. It feels really good. And just let your navel sink towards the mat, your ribs just stretch forward, and take three deep breaths here. Good. And then inhale, walk the hands close to the hips, bend your knees, cross your legs, and come into a seated position on your mat. Good. Sitting up nice and tall, we're gonna do another breathing invocation. And this is Breath of Fire. So first I'd like you to take your hands, touch your pinkies and your thumbs together and splay your other fingers out like a lotus. We're going to hold this beautiful lotus right at the center of our heart, and we're going to inhale into it. Actually, we're not going to do Breath of Fire. We're just going to do powerful breathing here. So we're going to inhale, and we're going to exhale. Press our hands out like we're pushing away any invisible walls that might be holding us back right now. So we inhale, bring the lotus in. Exhale, push it out. Now I'd like you to close your eyes and roll the eyes up and into that third eye point. Breathing in and out through the nose, powerful breath. And you're gonna find your own speed with this. So powerful breath, powerful movement. A time that it's gonna feel like you're pushing through sludge and it's gonna become challenging. This is the time to really focus on your breath. Focus on sitting up nice and straight and start to just whisper to yourself, yes, I can. Of course, you can take a break if you need to, but let's try to push away these walls that maybe we've built up, that others have built up, that are just holding us back, and we're going to push them down. We got this. Let's do it.
Guru Ramdas, Vaheguru.
Reach all the breath out, hold empty. See what comes in. Observe yourself with gentle eyes, with gratitude. You're doing your best. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. Inhale, reach up to the sky. Stretch right, stretch left. Exhale, let your hands float down and imagine a golden circle of light around you. No walls, no limits. You are limitless in your potential. Just remember that anytime you're going through a rough spot, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Focus on yourself, love yourself, give to yourself. Good job, yogis. Turn your palms up on your knees and breathe into your body. With gratitude, with love, let the corners of your lips tilt upwards. You are doing the work.
Inhale. And as you exhale, we're going to come rolling up and over the legs and press back into a tabletop position. And take a moment here just as a transition. And then you're going to step forward into a forward fold on your mat. And we take this moment here just inviting in a little bit of movement. Look down at your feet. Let your feet be parallel to each other. And let your knees bend one at a time. Let your whole upper body just sway to the right and the left. And shifting the weight forward and back into the toes and then into the heels. Good. Then slightly bend the knees. And on an inhale, we're going to roll the spine up. Good. Take it really slow when the head and neck comes up. Then it's coming into mountain pose, standing tall. Press the feet down, palms face forward. Open up the shoulders. Good. Now, on an inhale, we sweep the arms up, reach them up. And then as you exhale, we're going to fold forward, lengthen, stretch, swan dive. Then we inhale, lifting up halfway. Exhale, fold again even deeper. And then on an inhale, we roll the spine back up. This time, maybe going a little bit quicker. Roll, stack, lengthen, sweep the hands up in the same motion. Connect the palms. And as you exhale, let the hands float all the way down through the center of the body and to the sides. And we repeat. Inhale, sweep, reach, lengthen, stretch. This time, we stretch left, stretch right, stretch left, stretch right. Inhale, both hands up. Exhale, fold. Inhaling up halfway, lengthen. Exhale, fold again even deeper. And then we roll the spine up again. Extend, reach, lengthen, connect the palms. Exhale, hands float down to the center of the body. And we are going to do a leg energizer right here. It's a squat, but it's going to be a yogic squat. And so what we're going to do is hands are going to be either at the heart center, out in front, or even down by the sides. Look down at your feet. You want your feet parallel to each other. And as you do this, what you're going to do is inhale tall in this position. Slightly flex the glutes and the quads. And as you exhale, you're going to lower down, all the way down, as though you're trying to sit on an invisible bench behind you. Now we inhale, pulse back up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale up. Exhale, lower down. Stay connected through the glutes and the lower back and spine. Inhale up. Exhale, lower. Good. Continue. Now, try to keep the spine tall so we're not bending over like this. So imagine you have a glass of your favorite beverage on top of your head. You want to make sure as you move, this beverage is not going to fall over. Good. Keep going. Let that burn. Let that fire build. Let the heat build. That's it, you guys. 30 seconds.
Really feel your hips push behind you. Keep those knees in line with the feet and the hips. That's it, 20 seconds. And going at whatever pace feels good in these last 10. Exhale, release the hands. But we stay standing tall here in mountain pose. And I want you to close your eyes if you can. I want you to feel your feet rooting down into the earth as though they're tree roots just branching down. And I want you to let your breath relax. Bring your awareness right to your heart. Begin to breathe deeply right into the heart and see you can slow down your breath and slow down the beating of your heart. Good. Now we're going to inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, fold forward. Place the hands down and step the feet back into plank position or top of a push-up. I have limited space, so I'm going to be on my knees. If you need to, you can also be on your knees, but keep the hips in line with the rest of the body. Here we go, you guys. Inhale. And as you exhale, to the count of five, slowly lower down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Belly touches, knees touch. Point the toes behind you. Inhale to cobra with bent elbows. Pull the shoulders down. Lift the chest. Gently sway from right to left. Belly is soft. Good. Come back to center. Inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to tuck the toes, lift the hips, and press up into downward dog. Good. And in downward dog, find this pose. So find your hands spreading their fingers wide. Lift your hips a little bit higher. And then look down at your feet. Let your head and neck be nice and loose. There's a straight line from the heels all the way up to the tailbone, from the tailbone down through the hands. Do your best. Breathe deeply. You can always come into child's pose or down into hands and knees if you need to. Good. Now we're going to inhale. Extend the right leg back behind us. Stretch that leg out, roll it out, roll out the foot and the ankle. And as you exhale, crunch the knee to the nose, shift the weight forward, and place that right foot down. And you're going to extend the left leg back. So straighten that back leg and roll the heel up. So we're coming into a lunge, preparing for crescent pose. And here, what we do is we roll the spine up, balance the body, roll the spine, shift that foot forward so you can see your toes. Good. Now, both hips pointing forward. Hands by the sides. They're going to float up into the sky. Spread the fingers. Stretch. Lengthen here. Feel your back top thigh, that left thigh opening up. Good. Focus your gaze at one spot. 3 breaths. We inhale deeply. And as you exhale, let the left hand float to the earth on the inside of the right foot. Pause here for a moment. Keep the hips low in line with the spine. Rotate the spine and the right shoulder up to the sky. And then straighten that right arm when we take 3 deep breaths. Try to keep that front right knee in line with the hip and the toe. So we're not rolling it out. Here we go. 3, 2, one more inhale. As you exhale, slowly lower that hand. Step the feet back into plank position. Again, I'm taking a modified plank because I don't have the room. But take a few deep breaths right here. Shift the weight right and left, forward and back. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, slowly lower down. Inhale up to cobra. Open up the belly. Exhale, tuck the toes, lift the hips.
and we press back into downward dog, and we're gonna keep it flowing. Inhale, left leg lifts up. Extend that leg all the way back behind you. Roll the ankle, extend through the heel. Inhale, reach. Exhale, crunch the knee to the nose, shift the weight forward, all the way into a lunge position. Set the foot down, roll onto the ball of the back foot like you're about to start a race, and then roll the body up into crescent pose, a lunge position. Here we go, back leg is straight, hips are pointed forward, hands float into the sky, spread the fingers wide, deep inhale. And as you exhale, slowly sink the hips a little deeper. Good. If you can, try to look down at the front foot so you can just see the toes past the knees. Three deep breaths. Here we go. Inhale. And as you exhale, right hand touches down to the inside of the left foot. Place it on the earth. Rotate the left shoulder up to the sky. And extend that left hand straight up. Keep the hips in line with the rest of the body. Inhale deep. Exhale, release the hand down and step the foot back. Inhale here. Exhale, ride the breath down. Inhale up to cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes, lift the hips, downward dog, and we come all the way back into our resting, active resting posture. So if at any point you need to come down to your knees or drop in the easy pose, you can do that. Child's pose, rather. Stick with it, you guys.
So in downward dog, feeling your entire body active and strong. Take a deep inhale and come all the way up to the tips of your toes. Squeeze your glutes. And as you exhale, lower the heels down to the earth. Inhale all the way up, squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down. Good. Inhale up. Exhale, heels lower down. And we're going to inhale, walk your feet up towards your hands, coming into a forward fold. And inhale, slowly roll the body up. Shoulders round, head is heavy. Taking your time. Exhale here and inhale, arms reach up, slight back bend. And exhale, hands come to your heart. Beautiful. And we're gonna step your feet wide and point your toes out to the side. So your toes are pointed out to the corners of your mat. And what we're gonna do is inhale, reach your arms up to the sky. And exhale, squat down, squeeze your inner thighs. Inhale up. Exhale down. Squeeze. Inhale up. Exhale down. Squeezing. Inhale up. Exhale. Focus your gaze to one spot in the distance, something that's not moving. And as you sink down, squeezing the glutes. And as you exhale, place your hands down, straighten your legs, and fold forward. And just drop your chin to your chest and shift your weight right and left, kind of wiggling your booty a bit. But you should really feel this in your inner thighs, right in here. Deep inhale. Exhale, shift your weight over to the right foot. Keep your legs straight, but breathe here. And then walk your hands over to your right foot. Hold onto the right foot. Breathe. Pull your head towards your knee. Good. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, walk your hands to center. Shift your weight over to the left hip. Breathe here first. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, walk your hands over to that left foot. Pull your head towards your shin, breathing into the back of that hamstring. down to the earth. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, place your hands down. Step back into plank position. And let's ride this breath slow as we can, all the way down to the earth. I'm lying on your belly. And we're just going to have you roll over onto your back. Shoo! As we do the last exercise of the day, you're doing it.
Yeah. Phew.
Do you want to do this one?
Sure.
Perfect. So roll your body over onto your back. Come lying down. Stretch your legs out. Breathe.
Good. And bring your right knee up into your chest. And give that right knee a squeeze. Extend the left leg straight out. Extend your left arm straight out. Your left arm is going to be on the knee, rather. And extend your right arm by your side. I'll demonstrate for you guys. Just like this, right arm out, inhale. And as you exhale, let that right knee fold over to the left. Try to keep your shoulders flat to the earth and rotate that head over to the right for a nice deep spinal stretch. Extend that right leg straight down. Left hand floats down by your side. Inhale here. As you exhale, float that left knee over to the right. Turn the head to the left. Then begin to breathe long and deep. Lengthen, breathe, lengthen. Bring both knees up into the chest. Wrap your arms tightly around the legs. Give yourself a giant hug. Squeeze. And then exhale. Release the legs. And release the body down onto the earth. And this is where we come into our final resting pose, Shavasana, where you just let your whole body relax here. So get as comfortable as you like. If you want, put something under your knees, like a pillow or a bolster. Try to keep your head and neck flat to the earth. You can cover your eyes if you like. Relax your shoulders. Wiggle through the body just a little bit, getting out any last little bits of movement. And then come back to center. Take a nice big deep inhale. Hold at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2. Open the mouth. Exhale it out. Ah. Relax.
Secrets are hidden in darkness and difficult nights. You awaken into a pang of aloneness, a howl of separation. This is the call of the Dark One, the roar of life seeking its source. The union you long for is within reach. Throw off all hesitation. Become one with the fear. Plunge into the uncanny blackness, eyes wide open, as if there were no other choice. Vibrating with fierce tenderness, breathe intimately with the Lord of Infinite Space. And that was from the Radiant Sutras.
And take a nice big deep inhale. And exhale. And as you find your way back into your body here, let the fingertips and toes begin to wiggle. Let the wrists and ankles begin to move around. Take both hands and stretch them up and over the head and squeeze through the whole body. And then as you relax, bring the knees up into the chest and take the hands on top of the knees and just let the legs move a little to the left and the right, and the left and the right. And then you're simply gonna rock yourself up and down on your spine, just rocking up and down. Do this about 5 to 7 times. You can also just push yourself to one side and come up into a seated position. But you're gonna rock yourself all the way up. Try to keep your eyes closed for this last little bit right here. And finding yourself into easy pose, into a seated position. Keep your spine tall, let the hands rub together. And then bring the palms into prayer position right at the chest. Let the thumbs touch in. And as we breathe together, we close out this class here today. And in this first moment, I'd like you to fill up your whole body with gratitude, with love, with joy, with happiness. And just like a light, I want you to send it all the way around you, around your body, around your surroundings, your home, all the way around the city, the state, to family, to friends, to loved ones, and all around the earth, to anywhere and everywhere that it's needed. Just send it out. See it covering like a blanket. And then I want you to think of one person specifically in your life that needs some of this light, and I want you to laser beam it right to them like a blast of love and see them receiving it and integrating it fully and completely and then reflecting it back at you. And then lastly, I want you to just let your chin fold into your chest and take this precious moment to fill yourself up again with this light. Love, gratitude, joy, prosperity, harmony. And let it fill you up. And then let it trickle out and flow to all of your teachers and mentors and all of those that have helped us along this journey. We thank you. And just saying a little prayer for yourself in this last moment. And then extend it to your family. Sat Nam.
Satnam.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Aho. Blessed be. An amazing job today, you guys. Just give yourselves a round of applause. And we want to thank you guys for joining us and tuning into this broadcast. And just to let you know, we're going to be doing a lot more of these. So you'll be able to catch them here again on our Facebook page, Running Canyon, as well as Yoga Galactica. We're also going to be posting them to our YouTube page, Yoga Galactica on YouTube. We also have loads of other classes and breathwork exercises. We also have our podcast, which can be found on any streaming podcast site. Just find Yoga Galactica under podcasts and you will find us. So we love you guys. It's our mission to share as many teachings and modalities with as many of you as possible, all that have shifted our lives and all that we practice daily.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kamala, for being an amazing partner.
Thanks for joining us, Jane and Alex and Daniel Pritchett, Lauren Perlman, what's up,
G-Style. Thank you guys for checking it out.
Yeah.
We have class here every Tuesday and Thursday night. So tonight we have class. Go to our website to sign up. And Thursday, same thing. All of the signups are there. All of our classes are run on contributions from you guys. So if you would like to, please send your contribution to yogagalactica@gmail.com on PayPal, and yogagalactica or @yogagalactica for Venmo. And for these live streaming classes, suggested donation is anywhere from $5 to $10 or really what feels good for you. But just know that these are available no matter what. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Join us here live, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much for watching today. I hope that you made shift in your body and mind. And remember to love yourself first. Fill your cup so that you can actually go out and be in service to others. That's the most important thing. Fill your cup. Love you. You are a miracle. We love you. We'll see you soon. Have a beautiful day.
Mwah. Mwah.
'Cause it's. Okay, I love these little bowls.
Oh, good.
Oh my God, don't they sound amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I want some. Here, let's switch phones.
Okay.
Just got sucked into that fast food post. It's bizarre.
What is that?
Lillian commenting about fast food. It's like, really? You really think that that's good food?
I know. I was like, who's still eating fast food these days? Like, fucking don't. Don't do it. The food might be fast, rather not eat anything with that shit. Our little puppies.
150 views.
That was my test. So I did with my phone.
Okay.
Please, we hope you join us. Grab your mats, grab your water, grab your tea, get warm, maybe turn on.
Yay. That was a rocky start.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it.
Yeah.
All right. I wonder how many people went to Runyon. Jill did.
I know. We tell her every time, check the page. If it's been raining and shitty, check the page.
I like the way it feels better like this.
Right?
Yeah,
make it. Like,
I don't like the way this feels.
I know. This is how the phone was meant to be.
I almost feel like when we live stream, we could even like have different angles going. We could live stream to Instagram and to yoga. and to Facebook, because I wonder who's hitting more right now, Instagram or Facebook. I know it's owned by the same, but it's like, what is happening?
Yeah, right.
I just would like to know. Don't know. I don't know. Okay. Hey, Dingles. You did great.